everybody. I always tell myself, like, you know what you should do is you should record your ramble, like, around the middle of the month, right? You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it right now. So just go and do it. And then I'm like, well, but what if something else happens by the end of the month? And then I've already posted my ramble and I haven't talked about it. And then this happens where I am in the middle of editing. And then I go, oh my God, I never recorded a ramble. So here we are. In my haste, I did try and think, like, what the fuck do I, what do I talk about? And it's not like substantial things have not happened this month. So, the first thing to discuss is that, my rape audios were taken down, by Patreon, which I understand the reasoning behind that. I totally get why they wouldn't want to be associated with that kind of content. It's a bummer for numerous reasons. One, because it is difficult to find sites that will allow, that will host that sort of stuff. It's a risky move, so I understand it from, like, a business standpoint. However, sucks if that's something that you're into. So Patreon is decidedly uninterested in supporting my my playfully morally gray ambitions. And so, which is why I have so far taken down one of the rape audios, which was consensual non-consent, because even though the scenario, the, like, rape within that audio was something that was planned ahead of time in canon, it still dealt with some things that I would rather skirt around than have, like, a second strike kind of thing. But I am going to try and get in contact with them and be like, can I put it, like, if within the story of the audio, it is, like, okay. Can I please put that back up? Because I also have a whole bunch in mind for that. And I was a little surprised because originally when I put out a poll asking just kind of like, hey, I know a lot of people don't like this. How many of you guys are into it? A majority of people, at the very least, who answered the poll were big fans. They were, you know, saying like, oh, please do the rape. And I was like, I'm more than happy to do that for you. And then the one that I most recently posted where I was like, how into this are you? Most people said, really not a fan of it at all. In fact, kind of hate it. So I'm confused. And don't really know where to go with that in the future. I'm definitely not going to stop posting the non-cons. Or the consensual non-cons. Because, you know, it's my Patreon. I get to decide generally what's posted, and I think those are a hell of a lot of fun, so I'm gonna keep doing it, and I know enough people are into it that I'm like, it's fine. And hopefully Patreon will be fine with it. I am definitely still afraid to open up that conversation, because even though my content falls within the, like, okie dokie guidelines, overall, it's still one of those things where it feels uncomfortable on a website that is not, like, exclusively for sexual content to be like, hey, so I know I post all this, all this audio porn, and you know, we're all in on this. And that's totally fine, right? Totally cool that I just post this all the time, just moaning into a mic and, You're good with that? That right on. So what about this version? That's still an uncomfortable topic to bring up because I don't know. I feel like I'm tiptoeing around the fact that my work is sexual at all. Anyway, so I have taken those down. I was, I know I posted a post talking about the situation and trying to explain it and then linking to a Google form where I explained it further and was trying to figure out alternatives and then foolishly posted, arrogantly I would say, posted a second link within that link to the audios I had taken down, and that got found out really fast by Patreon and they scolded me and I was like, I'm sorry, I just like don't want to just take it down. People have paid for it. But they basically told me to take down everything pertaining to it. And I was like, geez Louise, okay. Like, I can't even, like, talk about what's happening? All right. So, but, you know, whatever. I'm not the one that makes the rules. So that's what's going on with the rape audios currently. I know for a fact that if I was a male creator, and this isn't a like sexism thing, but if I was a male creator and I had a female listener base, I feel like I would have a better idea of what to do. Like, I feel like the answers that I would have gotten through my polling would have been more cut and dry. And it's not to blame anybody. It's just that I'm like, don't really know what to make of it because it flip-flopped so hard. But I feel like I should also maybe put a little explanation here as to why I believe that that would be the case. It's because so many women love rape audios. And another disclaimer, obviously they don't want to be raped in real life. That's a completely different thing. But it is one of the most common fantasies for women. There's been whole surveys and stuff, like international or nationwide survey. I just feel like I would have had an easier time understanding. I've actually thought about this a lot where I've been like, if I could convincingly do a male voice, I would make audios for female listeners because I feel like I have a better grasp on what they like than what you guys like, because I'm not a guy wanting to fucking sling his sausage around. And sorry if that's crass. This was a very impromptu ramble and I'm tired and I have been, it's been a lot of driving the past few days. But yeah, so I've thought about this a lot where I've just gone, I bet I would be a lot more successful in this if I was a male creator. Not, again, I'm not trying to do it, not in a way where I'm like, oh, it's fuck sexism, just in a way where there are less of them, and I know what women generally like in those audios more than what I feel I know that men want in theirs. Which is why I put so many fucking polls out and I ask for feedback so much, because I'm just like, please, I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know what I'm doing. And the people who give me feedback, it's always very appreciated and it's very great. And it's been a big help. It's still a learning process, especially because my audios, like the scenarios and tags that I use are not necessarily within my comfort zone in the sense that I feel as though I have a firm grasp on the kind of psychology behind them. So I kind of wing it a lot. I do try to do research on some of them because I just don't really understand the appeal, and I want to figure out what about it people like so that I can try and do it to the best of my abilities. My kittens are yelling. My roommate and I are fostering 3 kittens. And it is a lot of work. Anyway, they're very cute. And I'm not sure if we'll be keeping them. She really wants to keep them. I'm a little on the fence. But they're adorable. Just trust me when I tell you, they're a handful. They're a lot. They're loud. And they get into goddamn everything. But they're very sweet. And they're just little babies. So, what else am I saying? I did write it down. Where did I write it? Aha! Okay, so why can't I think of the word? I didn't have dinner tonight. I keep forgetting that I just haven't eaten. Anywho, my, 100 plus Patreon Choose Your Own Adventure series that I put the first audio out to. I intended to get it out earlier than that. There were some setbacks. But ultimately I am proud of what I put out. The editing on that one, oh my God, gave me a fucking hernia. But I like the finished result. I'm satisfied with it. It really didn't do well. And I don't know if that was because of the algorithm or if because maybe that's just not something. I don't know. I am genuinely confused, and this isn't, I'm not blaming anybody. Obviously you can like whatever you like, and I'm not saying that it's no one's fault. I am just trying to understand why it didn't do as well as I thought it potentially could. And I'm still coming up empty because it's not even that, according to the analytics that I have gotten from YouTube, and I have heard that the YouTube analytics have been on the fritz for a lot of people lately, but I don't really know if I want to blame it on that. I have no idea, so I'm just going to take it at face value. I did a poll originally asking, you know, what kind of genre or what people wanted for it, and people voted on pirate, and I was like, that's really fun. And pirates are very popular in these kind of audios, and I started crafting a story around it, and I like the story, and I thought, ooh, it's friends to lovers, that's fun. I can actually do a slow burn, because I slow burns are really difficult. I love a slow burn. Mwah, mamma mia, it's so tasty. And it is so, it's difficult to do for a couple of reasons. One, because I'm impatient. I'm spending all this time making it, and I'm like, I just want to get to the meat of it. But no, I have to post like, like 5 or 6 audios before I get to the part worth like the big payoff. And the second thing being that sequels generally don't seem to do very well. And this isn't just something I've noticed for me. This is something that I've talked to other voice actors and audio creators who do sequels. And a majority of the ones that I have spoken to will say like, yeah, I don't, It's people always ask for sequels to stuff, even audios where a sequel really wouldn't make the most sense, and it would kind of hinder it more than help. In terms of like the storyline and everything, people will almost always ask for a sequel on something, and then you'll give them a sequel and they don't really seem to want it anymore. And I understand that too, because like, look, I'm one of almost everybody who will be watching something or reading something and you'll hear, oh, there's a sequel to blah, 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 blah being made. And you're just like, why? God, why do you need to do that? Doesn't need it. Doesn't need a sequel. Also, sequels generally aren't as good. So why would I expect it to be as good? So I kind of get the feeling that that's maybe what's happening, but I am surprised that it didn't get as many hits on the first part of the series. Because I don't think I labeled it as, like, part one. Maybe I did. Even still, usually a part one gets more attention. I'm trying not to sound like I'm obsessed with the numbers here, but it is something that I'm going to be putting a lot of time and effort into. So I'm trying to figure out maybe where I went wrong with the first part and if that will potentially be an issue that only worsens as time goes on. Maybe around the third episode, it will have been kind of like, all right, you get past the starting point and then you kind of get more into it. And now you're in the thick of it more. I have a third sequel planned for Refined Defilement in the works as well. And the second, the original sequel to that also did poorly. So I don't know, but I thought like, okay, pirates, people like pirates. Pirates are very popular in this sort of thing. And then it's an enemies to lovers. I've gotten a ton of requests for enemies to lovers, and it is like a fantasy magic audio where I do an absolutely atrocious British accent. I don't know what I know what I was attempting, and I know I didn't get there, but I am just kind of have been racking my brain over it. Just I would like to understand why. Maybe it's, I know that if you don't post very often, the algorithm doesn't really suggest you to people, but even within my subscribers, most people didn't watch it. And the audio I posted right before that was one of my most well-performing audios to date, so I'm just kind of like, There wasn't that much time between the two, so I don't know. But I did manage to convince someone to help collab with me on it, which is fun. I've been wanting to collab with people more. I had someone else that I wanted to collab with, another actress, and she has very recently gone on a hiatus. And I was like, ah, darn it, I should have asked you before. I mean, you still would have gone, and I still would have said, never mind, don't worry about it. But it's okay, I have a backup in mind. That seems so mean. Oh my god, I hope she never hears this. Look, it was such a close tie. Anyway, I don't know why she would ever listen to this. She has no idea who I am. And why would she subscribe to my Patreon? Anyway, this one really is a rambly ramble, huh? So yes, I have that second one. I just released that poll. So I have that second one that I do plan on, writing soon. And that will hopefully be out within the month. If not, then it will be out next month. Collabs really do take more time. Although I may not be collabing on this very next one. We'll see. I really have to write it to understand where I, like, want to go with it in that direction. Yes. I feel like this was a lot of complaining, and I apologize for that. I didn't intend for it to come off on that. It's mainly just me thinking out loud. I have to wrap this up. I am still knee deep in two other audios, and I have to, oh my God, I have to make more thumbnails. Okay. You guys are great. Really cool, chill dudes, and I appreciate it. And I hope that you had a great month, and I hope that next month is stellar. It's awesome. I am going to listen back to part of this and hope that I didn't, I don't know, accidentally say my name. I don't think I did. Anyway, all right. Have a good one, sweet cheeks.